In Gimel Amud Beis, before we learn the next Gemara, I would like to answer a Ha'ora we had mentioned yesterday. The Gemara asked, Rav Chisda asked Rav Yosef HaShaila, if Abbas became an Arusa, if she still gets mezainus or not. And he said, a svore, and if he said an opposite svore, so Tosfos had a shaila, there's a machlekes tanoim, so Tosfos answers, one teretz, shinami shmili, amiboyle heichi hilchese. He knew there was a machloikas. He asked him, how do we paskin? So he said, a svore, I hold paskin this way. So we were meira yesterday, it's a machloikas tanoim, and he's machia the machloikas, he's an amoira, he's machia the machloikas with a svore. I would like to mention, Rabbi Chanan, Baba Basre, Kaivet Shiurim, Oistala Med Gimel, he brings from Rab Chaim, the gam amoire yesh bekoichoi lachle kaltane. And amoire can also be choilek anatane. Voho de meisvinen tiyuvte. So all the time, so how do we understand it? Shas opgefregt. The ilu yoda divrei atane loiho yachoilek. Because I assume if he would have been aware of the tan, he wouldn't have been choilek. Avo bemokim shachoilek behedye. That's what Rab Chaim said. There's no such halacha that an amoire cannot be chaylik anatane. And also, I'd like to mention there's a rosh in Perek Gimel de Broches, Oislamet Hei. The rosh says, amoire yesh lekoyach l'shabish habereise. There's a bereise. You ask a kash and amoire, so the Americans say it's vergreist. It's mistake. There's a mistake in it. So the Rosh says, Hani mi li heiched amoire yoideya habereise. He's aware of the bereise. Mishabish, and he's mishabish the bereise. Avu mi amoire oimer dovor misvore denavshei. But if an amoire is saying something misvore denavshei, v'nimtza bebereise deloi kevosei, samchinen habereise. That means, but if the Amoire said something, and we find the Bereise says not like him, then we rely on the Bereise. Dilava yoda Amoire, Bereise lehava poligalo. That means, so all the time we ask Tiyufte, that is Pshat, we assume that if the Amoire would have been aware of this, he would never have said Fakert on the Tana. But if he's aware of the Tana, and he's chaylik, so he could be chaylik. So, Mamela, it's not shver why Rav Yosef was aware of the machlekes, and he said personally, I hold like this, and he said a svare of Rav Yosef is sufficient to be machi and a machlekes. Now we're by the bottom of the omid. Boi Reish Lakish. Bas yevome yesh lo mezaynis oy ein lo mezaynis. Kiven da oma amar ksu bosa al nichsei bay lo harishoin leslo. Oy dilme kiven de ileslo mirishin tkine lo rabona misheni islo teiko. Now let us see Rashi. Bas yevome akaynis as yevimtoi. A yovam is miyabim the yovamet. V'yolda loibas, and now this yovamet had a bas from the yovam. So the shaila is yesh lo mezaynis la'achel mises ha'ov min ha'achim min nichsei aviyoloi. So now, if the yovam will die, he has other children, he has bonim. Is there a takone that this bas is nizaynis min achosof eloi? What are the tzodei ashayla? Is kiven the omar mar ksuboso eina al nichse yavom? The halacha is that the yavoma alone, her ksube, she doesn't mon her ksube from the nichse yavom. She mons her ksube min nichse baila harishon. So memele is naik sube di lo nami lav al nechosavu. So you can't mon the tnaik sube, just like the ikik sube. She can only mon from nichsei bai lo horishayim. So the tnaik sube is also lav al nechosavu. Oy dilme. Kiven damrinen hosom, ileslei nechosem lorishen, tkinu lo rabonon misheni, kedesh lei tekala beina vloitzio, islonami tnaik sube liyeis bitoi nizaynes. I'd like to elaborate a little on Shitas Rashi, and then we'll come to Shitas HaTosfos. The Shita Mekebetzes brings down a Madura Kama of Rashi. The Gemara clears a Shaila by a Bas Yevome. That means the Yevom died, the Bas Yevome. What about the Yevome alone? What's with the Yevome? The Yevom dies, now there's a Tnai Ksube, that an Almone is Nizim in the Chosov. What's with the Yevom alone? So the Shita Mekebetzes says Amoira de Gevolt, which perhaps we'll understand Taisvis when we learn Taisvis. Taisvis Pungfakelt, what the Shita says, but Al Kaponim, it's Amoira de Gevolt. So the Shita says, the Gabi Yevom Pshita de Einlo Mezainis Minich Seyovom. That's Poshit, she doesn't have Mezainis. Sharei mikoyach nisuei rishon nizdake koloi. The only reason she's married to him is because of the issues of the first husband. Uchshemeis hayovom, and when the yovom dies, nisalmelo zu achshav minisuei horishon. When the yovom dies, she became now an almona from her first husband. So why should she mon mezaynes from the nechosim of the second one? Agavul chedach sechmer, the shita saying, amoyre de kevot. Dachs ma other say pshat and posik. It says, leisiyah eishes hameis hachutza leizo. Yivom meyovi leolakocha loy leisho. So others learn shat that is Eishes Hameis, Loisiya Eishes Hameis Achutza Liyizo. Since there's still Eishes to the Meis, she's not permitted to get married. Yevome Yovele Lekocha Loi Liyisha. That means he takes over the Eishes Hameis. The gather of Yibum is that he's taking over the Eishes Hameis. So the Eishes that the Yovam has in her is a continuation of the Eishes Hameis, of the Eishes Hameis. So that's why the Shita says Amayu de Kazakh. So when the Yovam dies, so now she becomes an almona from the first husband. This was a continuation of the Eishes Hameis through the Yibum. So Memele, so that Zicha she only has Mezoinis al Nichsei Baila Harishayim. If there's no money by Nichsei Baila Harishayim, it's finished. She doesn't have any. There's no Tnai Ksube to him. Now, the Gemara does say, if there's no nechosim, and nichsei baila horishoin, the Yovam writes a ksube, shalei tekala baina vloitzio. So, in order to prevent, it should be kala baina vloitzio, he writes a ksube. So, the Shita Mekebetzes learned the Libra Darash, so that's shalei tekala baina vloitzio. So, finished. If there's no nechosim, the first one, we want to ensure that the issues should continue. It shouldn't be Kalabain of Leitziyu. This is the issues of the Rishayim, but we want it to continue. So he writes a Raksubim. But all the other Chiyuvim, the Chiyuvim that Almonosoi is Nizoynis Minachosov, she's considered an Aishas HaRishayim. So Mamela, there was no Shaila whatsoever, the Gabi, the Yevome, if she could mon minichsei hayom. She zicha can't mon minichsei hayom. No, the Shaila was on the bas. The Shaila was on the bas. What is the Shaila on the bas? The Shaila on the bas is because between you and me, this is the bas of the Yavam. This is his daughter. This is... And the Shita says as follows. The Shita says that... The Shita says that minichsei horishayin the bas zichaken mon from the nechosim. Because the Tnaik Suba is benon nukvin dehevel lechim inoi. So, this is not benon nukvin dehevel lechim inoi. This bas was not born from the first husband. So there's no nechosim, there's no nechos, that means even though the Rishon left over nechosim, but there's no nechosim that the bas can be goyver from. That means the nechse Rishon, she can't be goyver from. So now the shaila is as follows. Do I say, that since the Sheini, there's no Chiv Ksuba on him, so there's no Chiv Tnai Ksuba on him also? Or do I say, since when there is a need for a Ksuba, so we say then the Sheini is Mechuyiv to give her a Ksuba, because like the Kalabainav, if there's no Ksuba from the Rishon, so there's a need of a Ksuba, then the Sheini, the Yavam, has to give her a ksuba. So this is his daughter. And there's a need for the ksuba. So Bezen says, Tnai ksuba. So even though he doesn't owe the mother the ksuba, because Abal Koponim, the Takone, I mean, we're having here a loches of the Chazal war Mesak and Afilu, if it wasn't written at Tnai ksuba, since in Yisod this is Bitoi, so they were Mesakin, and there's no other Mikoyer that she can get Mizainis from, besides from her father, so could be they were Mesakin, Atnai Ksube, that he has to give, that from his Nechosim she's able to mon Mizainis. She'll mon Mizainis from her brothers. Adarev Shonit. That since in Yisod he's not mechuyev to give a ksube, the Yavam, so there's no din of Tnai ksube to the bas. That is the shaila of the Gemara, and on that shaila the Gemara blives by a teiko. Now let's see the next Gemara, then we'll understand Taisus a little better. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, bas shniya. What happened if a person married a shniya la'arayis? That means this is an Erve de Rabono. So the Shaila is, what is the din? So the din is a Zoy. A Shniya does not have a Ksuba. The wife does not have a Ksuba. So there's no Ksuba. So we're clearing, but as the Bas, is there a din Tnai Ksuba for the Bas? Yesh lo mezaynes, oy ein lo mezaynes. Were you misakin at Tnai Ksuba for the bas? Do I say, kiven the less lo ksuba, since the mother does not have a ksuba, is less lo mezaynes, so the daughter doesn't have mezaynes. That means that the daughter gets mezaynes al talocha of Tnai Ksuba. If there's no ksuba to the mother, Shniya doesn't have a ksuba, so there's no Tnai ksuba. Oidume ime da ovde isura kansua rabbonon. The mother was over an Israel. She's getting married to someone who she's also to meet the rabbonon. So the rabbonon cancels that she doesn't have a ksube. Ihi de loy ovde isura loy kansua rabbonon. But the bas, was it the bas gesindig? She was born nebuch vamashniye, so there's a takona of tnai ksube. Even though the aim doesn't have a ksube. Let us see Rashi. Bashniye, misha nosa shniye midivrei seifre. Domri rabbona lakame perk almone, ashniye ain lo ksube v'loi mezaynes. Ashniye doesn't have a ksube, she doesn't have mezaynes. Bita she yolda loi umeis. But now they had a daughter. And he died. Yeshla min zaynis min achosav oiloi. Kimin de lesla ksuba leim, lesla mezayni lebas. Da otnai ksubehu, the whole din of mezaynis lebas, benon nukven devlechi mino, is atnai ksube. And if there's no ike ksube, there's no tnai ksube. Or maybe not. So the Gemara blives by a teiku. So, Bemison, according to Rashi, these both cases are speaking about that the aim does not have a ksube from the sheni. She's called Almonas Harishain. The Afal Pikain, the Gemor Klerda Shaila, does the Bas have? Perhaps it could be because in this case could be, it's better because we see they were mesakin for the Yevoma also letzairich. That means if there's a need like the kalabayne v'loitziya, so they were mesakin achiyev ksube for the Yevoma also. So that means the Yevom is not mufke from achiyev ksube afilu to the Yevoma if there'll be a tzairich. So maybe they were mesakin tnai ksube for his daughter. But here, they weren't misakin aksuba at all for a shniya. So maybe the daughter also not. Or maybe, are they kansin, but the daughter, well, they were misakin at naiksuba for the daughter. Now let us see Taisvis. Bas yevome yeshla mezaynis e einla mezaynis. Nire, so Taisvis says, di yevome atzme Pshitalei the Yeshla Mezainis. Not the way we said, the Shita said, according to Rashi, that the Yevome Zicha doesn't have Mezainis. Pshitalei the Yeshla Mezainis. The Gabi di Do Amrinant Nai Ksube Kiksube. Gabi ho will zicha say tnai ksube keksube, v'chi leslai l'rishin tkinu lo gam mezaynis misheni. That's poshet. If the first one has, so that's, so she's, the ksuba was written from the first one with all the tnoim written that when she'll become an amona, she'll get mezaynis. But if the first one doesn't have, so we zicha say tnai ksube keksube that shul mon mezaynis from the second one. Avo bas mi boiloi iyalima kemoise lemehevi tnai ksube keksube. But by the bas we have a suffix, do we say by her also tnai ksube keksube? So Taisvis is very interesting. That means the Gemara never cleared. I mean, this kasha, Taisvis at Kaat and Rashi, and also at Kaat is kasha. Why does the Gemara speak about the Bas Yevoma? What's with the Yevoma? So Rashi said the other way around. The Yevoma Zicha does not get Mezainis from the Yevom. What shaychas does she have to get Mezainis from the Yevom? She's the Eishes Hameis. If he left over Nechosim is good. If he didn't live over Nechosim is finished. To the Yovam, Shizichar has no Tviya of Mezainis.
The Bas Yevame is the Yavam's daughter. So Mamela, she's a shtikl mechatenist over here. She's his daughter. But the Yevame, she's the Eishes Hameis. That's her Rashi Lemsha. And Tosfos says, Punkfakeld. If there are no nechasim from the Meis, so the Yevame kezicha mon from the Yavam. Also which halacha? Atznai ksube kiksube. So just like, if there's no nechasim from the first one, there's a chiyuv ksube from the second one. So there's a chiyuv tnai ksube also, tnai ksube kiksube. But the shaila is by the bas. If you say, mi'alime knai ksube kiksube by the bas. Now, what's the chilek? How do we understand this? What's the difference? By her, we say tnai ksube kiksube. And by the bas, we don't say. It would seem that this is a different type of a tnai ksube. The chiyuv mezoinis to the almone, that's mitzad the ishus that the husband has. She's married to him. B'chayov is mechuyev to give her mezoinis. After he dies, he's mechuyev to see she'll have mezoinis. That's mechiyuvei ha'ishes. So that's zicha we say t'nai ksube kiksube. That what you have to give the bas, that's not mechiyuvei ha'ishes. That's a fringe benefit that comes along with the ksube that they'll get mezoinis. Here we have to know if we say tnai ksube kiksube over here by the Yavam, since the Yavam never wrote a ksube, were we misakin this tnai ksube for the Yavam? That he has to give the bas also. But Tosfos says, amir de kizach, uchigoin de les leile rishen. That it is speaking about, this whole sofik means that the Rishon did not leave over Nechosim. The Islay, Mimonim Shech Govye, so then the Bas will Zichah be Govye from the Rishon. So that's Moyim Dik. How can she mon from the Rishon? The Tnai Ksube of a Bas is Bnon Nukvin Dehevi Lechim Inoi. The Rishon, how can she mon from the Rishon? So perhaps with the svara we had mentioned before, that the issues that the Yavam has is a continuation of the issues of the Meis, so it could be that's also called Minoy, that I was misaviv that this daughter should be born, this daughter was born through me. This is a continuation of my issues. So Mamel, could be that's also called Minoy. It's very mechudishtik, but Kaponim Tosfos says this. And Tosfos says, so, Asis, the mother is pashit, that she'll get from the Yavam, and the bas is mesupik. Ubechiyai gavna ozle boi de bashniye. The pshitalei, the shniya atzmoles, lo? The legabi, the yidoa havi, the pshitalei, the shniya atzmoles, lo? The shniya doesn't get. The legabi, the yidoa havi, tnai ksube kiksube. And just like we consent her, that she doesn't get a ksube, so she doesn't get a tnai ksube also. That's poshit. Because, that's what we mentioned before, the tnai ksube of mezainis to anisha, this is the chiyuvim of ishus. And just like there's no chiyuv to give her a ksuba, there's no chiyuv to give her mezainis after he dies also. That's we just say tnai ksuba kiksuba. And if we can't send all the gabi the ksuba, we can't send all gabi the tnai ksuba also. Avo gabi bas, mi boila. So Tosfos says, so these two gemores have a meridic similarity, even though it's punkfakelt. And Abbas Yevome, she zicha gets, al tznai ksube kiksube, the bas is a sofik. By a shniye, the Shniya Zicha doesn't get, because Tnai Ksube Kiksube, the Tnai Ksube of a Bashniya, it could be she does get. So about Kaponim, the similarity is that Lagabi the wife, Yezicha Zay Tnai Ksube Kiksube, Lagabi the Bas, we clear, do we say Tnai Ksube Kiksube? V'yesh meforshim da'af b'de'isle l'rishen. Now others say, even if the Rishen has, kaboyi, so Tais before had said, if the Rishen has, the bas yevomu v'zich amon mezaynis from the Rishen. So Tais says, no, there's a suffix, even the Rishen left over in the chosim, there's still a suffix a bas yevomu. Aval gavdol dido pshita de islo mezoynis, even though by the Yevama alone she ziches mezoynis bein islay bein leslay kide pirashti, she'll zicheh mezoynis bebitay miboyle de merishin vadi leslo. Now here Taisus mentions this for it, that from the rishin she zicheh won't get sherei who like kosav lo. Because the first one wrote, Ela benon nukven di heaven lachim inoi. The Tnai Ksube is the daughters that you will have from me in your Yasvin. V'hai lav mineyu. So that's poshit, that the Bas Yevome will never mon from the Nichse Harishin. Ava mineshaini dom islo. Kiven di les lo mirishin tikna lo mishaini. We see by the Tzolche Ksube, just like by the mother, if there is nothing to ensure, so they were misakin achiv ksuba and the sheni, the chol tnoi al the sheni mutolim. Balinya mezainis abbas, aval gav the islay l'rishen. So by mezainis abbas, even though the rishen left over nechosam, aba kivin sheni mezainis mehem, but she can't be goyve from the Nichse Yerishim, because she is not his daughter, Commander Leslie Domi. So that was the Anhog of the Rabbonim. That if there's a need for a Ksube, the Nichse Yerishim are not Masbik, so then they were Misakin at a Ksube from the Sheini. So who are Din? If you can't be Gaiva from the Nichse Yerishim, you also... They made a Tanaik Suba from the Sheini. I dilma mi Sheini nami leslo. Maybe they weren't misakin a Tanaik Suba from the Sheini from the Yavam. V'tzorich iyon yavimotzi lemivi nami linyin ksubis benindiche. What would be, what's the din gabi psubis benindiche? That means that, let's be megashim dinyim. That means the father of the Isha gave an adn to Reuven. An adn that's worth $500. Now, Reuven died without any children. Now, Shimon was Miyabim, and Shimon had a son from the Yevome, and he had other sons from other wives. Is there a ksubis b'nin dichin legabi the son from the Yevome? B'tzorech iyum yave motzi lemivi nami linyi ksubis b'nin dichin. The dilma leslo, maybe the Yevome doesn't have, but from the Yevome a ksubis b'nin dichin. The ha ma'ochiv yoris, because the nadin, he's not getting the nadin from the shver. Like this, the whole lumdis, that b'nin dichin, yarshin, the nadin, so pshat is, because the shver was motivated to give a nadin, because he wants that his grandchildren should yarshin it. So that's how he motivated the shver to give the nadin. So that was Lagabi Reuven. Reuven gave, the shver gave the nadin to Reuven. And he was motivated that Lemaisa, that his grandchildren should yarshin the nadin. Lemaisa, Reuven didn't have any children. Shimon yarshins this nadin, not from the shver, this he yarshins from Reuven. So we are not any more obligated to the shver to make sure that his grandchildren should yashin the Nadin. The Miyachiv Yoris, this Nadin is coming to the Yavam from his brother. So we do not have to in any way satisfy the Shver, because this Nadin is not coming through the Shver. Oy Dilme, Ikilameches Dilme Mimna Ha'o V'loyoyv. Maybe the Shver would never give to Reuven if he knows that if Shimon will be miyabim, his grandchildren won't get. Dilma mim navlo yov, dechayish dilma navlo lakama yovom. Now later the Gemara clears a shayla by an arusa, mi arusa nir lahava motzi lamivilin yiksubis b'nin dichin, da lo yov lo yov midi calls man shi arusa. I said, the whole ksubis b'nin dichin is given b'shast in the suin. So Memela by Narusa the Zicha nothing what to talk about. Now let's see the next Gemara. Boy Rove Bas Arusa Yeshlo Mezoines Oy Ainlo Mezoines Kivin the Isla Ksube Isla Aidulma Kim Leitakino Rabonan Ksube Achas Nisuin Leslo is Teiko. Now let us see Rashi. Bas Arusa, Habo ala Rusosoi, someone was Bo ala Rusosoi, which he shouldn't have done. The Yodaloi Bas, Umeis, and now he died. The Orus died. The Loi Bonim, and he has children from another wife. And now he has this bas. Yeshlo mezoines minachosav oiloi. Now can this bas be goive mezoines minachosav? What are the study ashayla? Kivin de is lo ksubo. Now, this orus, this arusa has a ksube. How does arusa have a ksube? So Rashi is one of two. Either kegoin shekosav lo minachosav. That means if we'll say Stam Arusa doesn't have a ksube, so speaking about he was Mechayev himself. Inami Rabbonon tikanami l'Arusa. Or maybe it could be that every Arusa mid Rabbonon, that Rabbonon were Mesakin, that an Arusa has a ksube. So since an Arusa has a ksube, so what the matter is that didn't nai ksube also. So the Tnai Ksub is B'non Nukven Diyeva Lachim Inoy. So since he owes her a Ksube, so the Tnai Ksube automatically goes into this Ksube, either the Ksube that he was Mechayiv himself, or the Ksube that the Chachomim are Mechayiv him to give. Oidilme kiven de loitiken Rabbonon lemichtav ad shas nisuyin, Naiksubinami mikami hochi loichayo. Let's just mention one vote and then we'll try to explain this Rashi. We hear on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara Klal the Shaila, if you mon from the Lekuches, Mishas Eirisen. And Avram Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi says as follows. Le'inyin, Zerashi Migve Me'emes Gabie. Is Le'inyin Mitraf Lekuches Me'emes Tolfe Mimishabdi. When is an Isha Goive from the Mishabodi? Mishas Eirisen. Dom, we're talking about the Monomosai. Dom Ehi Shaita Ichayev Bitakanta de Rabbonon. So there Rashi is going that is a chiyev ksuba by Nerusa. So the takanta de Rabbonon creates a shibud, the mele she could mon from the mishabodim. Oidume at shas ksive da ve milve bishtar loitov. So we see from Rashi there were two zmane chiyev ksuba. There was a chiyev de Rabbonon that was chal b'shas eresin. And then they used to write a ksube before the nisuyin, and they made it a milve bishtar. So that means that that there was the chiyuv ksube became nischadish by the nisuin. It became olim. It became a milvah b'shtar. So now the Gemara is clearing. L'chayr that's pshat and Rashi. The tnai ksube that Chazal said that is a din tnai ksube. Is this chal with the chiyuv derabonon, which is chal b'shas eirisen, according to second pshat and Rashi, or is this chal when you're mechuyev to make it a milvah b'shtar? That means before the nesuin, there's a new chiyuv ksube. There's a chiyuv to make it a milvah b'shtar, which is not by eirisen. So memele, so. That means, that's a chiv betakante de rabbonim. But the chiv ksive, the chiv to make it a milve bishtar, that is only chal bishas nisuin. So it could be that the Tnai Ksube, what they said, we heard in our Mishnah, even though we didn't write the Tnai Ksube, so automatically it becomes Mechuyev at Tnai Ksube. The Chiyuv of Tnai Ksube was only Chal when they said you should make it a Milvah B'Shtar. But on the Takonis Chachomim that an Arusa is a Ksube, they never Mechayev Tnai Ksube on that Takon. It's a different ischaivis, just like we hear in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Could be the ischaivis to an aruse, doesn't create a shibud. The ischaivis to an isui creates a shibud. It's a different type of ischaivis. So could be that what they said, every ksube, there goes along with every ksube, a tnai ksube, that's dafke by the ksube of shas nisuin. The ksube b'shas eresen could be there's no tnai ksube. Or according to the first Pshat Rashi, if the Bukhav is no Chiyuv the Rabbonon, he himself was Mechayev himself a Ksuba. So what he was Mechayev, he was Mechayev. Chazal never made a Din Tnai Ksuba on his personal Ischaivis. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shita Mekabet says, we had mentioned before that the Shaila was as follows. The Shaila was, that it was an Oris Abal Rusosai, then he died, and we're clearing a Shaila, is there, the Ksube, that either he made Bishas Eirisen, or the Chazal were Mesakin a Ksube of Arusa, does that Ksube come with a Tanai Ksube or no? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down a different pshat. I mean, because we have to understand that, so we're assuming that an Arusa is a Ksuba, which is a debatable Zach. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings down a very interesting pshat that we're speaking about as follows. A person was bo al Arusosoi. They had a child. Fine. He's still alive. Then they made Nisuin. Fine. And Nisuin, they made a ksube with a tnai ksube. Now, in the ksube that was written, b'shas Nisuin, it says, b'non nukum de'evel l'chim minoi, we'll get the v'binitzim in the chosai. So the shaila is, that b'non nukfin, will that cover the bas that was noilet from the erison? The second side of the Gemara is kiven loy tikna rabban ksuba at shas nesuin. That means since that ksuba was only written b'shas, so that only covers the bonis which will be born later, but it doesn't go retroactively on the first bas. Or maybe no, as long as he wrote it tnai ksuba ready, so maybe it covers all the bonis. Take it. Boi rav popet. Vas anuse yesh lo mezoines oy ein lo mezoines. Now, what are we talking about over here? The halacha is, if a person is ma'anis an isha, so there's a din, he has to marry her. V'loisi yile isha, liyuchel l'shalchel kol yomot, he has to marry her. Now,
when he marries the Yanusa, there's a machloikis tanoim, does he have to write a ksuba for her? Now, just let's learn this Gemara. Yesh lo mezoinis, he ain't lo mezoinis. Alibi de Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda loiti boiloch. According to Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda, there's no shaila. The oma yesh lo ksubis mone. Rabbi Yossi be Yehuda says that you ma'anis anisha, even though you give her a, you pay the knas, but then later when you marry her, you show, so you're marrying a ba'ula, so she has a ksubis mone. So if she has a ksubis mone, so she has a ksuba with all halachis of a ksuba. So this tnai ksuba kiksuba. So therefore, if after he marries the anusa, they have a bas, so fashtaitzer, that's the din of tnai ksuba kiksuba. She has a ksubis mone and this tnai ksuba also. So the bas anusa will zicher have a din mezainis, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudal, the loch of Naik Sube, Kik Sube. Kiti boi chalibe de Rabona. The Omri Yotza Kesef Knosso Biksuboso. They said that the Kesef Knosso, that which he gives right away, that's Bimokim de Ksube. And there's no other Ksube. My, even the Leslo Ksube, Leslo mezaini. Oidume the bas anus, oidume ksuba time maikte shlite kalabain of loitzia, vole motzi mapiklo. Teiku. So let us just explain this Gemara, then we'll elaborate a little bit. This Gemara we had already before. The Chachamim hold as follows, that even though there's a takone, that every husband has to write to his wife a ksuba, but by an anusa, there's no need for this. Because it's, he can't give her a get. He doesn't have to write a ksuba. Now, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda also knew of this. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, if it'll be kalab, if he won't have to give a ksuba, you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna be mitzayer her till she'll say, I don't want you. And if she doesn't want him, you know, then there's no mitzvah anymore. So it'll always be kala ba'in of lo'etziya. So we have to write a ksuba. We have to make sure. The Rabbanan didn't hold us. So you write, you have to write a ksuba. No. So memele, since he can't give her a get, so it's not kala ba'in of lo'etziya. So memele, so there's no need to write a ksuba. There's no need to write a ksuba. So kivin the less lo ksuba, since there is no chiyev ksuba to an anusa, less lo mezaini, so the bas doesn't get mezainis. Because lemaisa, there's no ksuba written to us, so there's no ksuba, there's no mezainis. Oidil me ksuba taime maik desh le tekala bein av leitziya voli motzi mapik lo. Not sure there's no ksuba. There's no need to write her amana, to write her amana, because it won't be kalabain of leitzia. But all the other tnoi ksuba, why shouldn't there be all the other tnoi ksuba? So memele, there'll be a tnoi ksuba, even though there's no ksuba. Teiku. So it's a teiku. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, basanuse, onas esanairo, v'nosa acheke, and he married her afterwards. Kedersiv v'loisi leisha v'yolda loibas, and then he had a daughter. Umeis, and now he died. Yesh lo mezainis menachem aloi. Now can this bas be goyve mezainis? Yesh lo ksube menachos. Now according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the wife also has a ksube mone imeis. He still goes and has to give her a ksube, ksubes beule. So memele, so shvakel, she has a ksube, and tashtaitzach, she has a tnai ksube, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Rabbonon that say, yotza kesef knosa biksubo, so there ain't lo ksube, there's no ksube, mai. Mizaynes habas shehent naiksube poki bohochi eloi.
Me amrin in kiven that the mizaynis habas, which is at naik suba, do they become nifka with this or not? Me amrin in kiven the less law, since there's no ksuba, so there's no naik suba. Lamai said there's no ksuba, so naik suba is only if there's a ksuba. Vidul ba ksuba hainu time ad loy tikal lo rabonam shim dachol ksuba si ishim ishim ishol taikala bainav loy tziya tiknua. The whole reason the Rabbanon were misakin a ksube is because like the kalabain of Leitzia. Vaho loy motzi mafik. But an anusa, he can't give her a get. Kedosim lo yuchal eshalcho. Ksube de mishu mafuki hu de loy tikon. De leka lemeichish. Leslo. That means the whole takon of ksube was that it shouldn't be kalabain of Leitzia. So by an anusa, there's nothing what to worry about. So there's no need for a ksuba. Avol shal tnai ksuba, the lav mishum shalei teikala ba'enov, iskin. But the other tnai ksuba, which that is not shalei teikala, there's a tnai ksuba, that the bonus, b'no nukun devlechim inoi, that they should be mitzin, that has nothing to do with the kala ba'enov. So this could be, she does have the bas. Or maybe not, since there's no ksube, there's not my ksube. That is the shayl from the Gemara. The Gemara says, teiku. Agavuche, the Rabbeinu Yoyne wants to say, alumdis. Rabbeinu Yoyne wants to say that it could be, why were they misakin the ksube? It's not like Rashi, but he says, alumdis. Why were they misakin the ksube? So now, the accomplishment, what a ksuba accomplishes, we have without the ksuba. So it's ki'ilu, we have the ksuba. We have something accomplishing what the ksuba would have accomplished. So me'melin is a small, so it's b'yat na'i ksuba also. Not shat is we don't have, there's no ksuba. We have something else accomplishing what the ksuba would accomplish. So it's ki'ilu, we have a ksuba. Al kaponim al gabit na'i ksuba. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi seems to learn that there's no ksube because of a chesben, but could be a tnai ksube there is. Or maybe not, since there's no ksube, there's no tnai ksube. Now let us see Toisvis, bas anusa mau, tema da anusa gufati boy. So Tois asks over here, Akasha, Toisvis before we had learned, Toisvis said, the whole suffix is only on the bas. By a yevomen, by a shniye, zicha, by yevomen, zicha. She does have a mezoinis. Lachamisosa. By a shniye, zicha. She doesn't have mezoinis. By the bas, we have a shaila. So over here, lechaira, we should clear. Why didn't the Gemara clear? Taima Danus asks, why didn't the Gemara, here there's a Shaila, which is Nageya, the Anus alone, does she have Mezainis, La'acha, Mises, Baila? Before, Taisus explained that there's Zicha no Shaila, Legabi the Yevome, and Legabi the Shniye. So Memela, so the Gemara cloud only Legabi the Bas, Obo, by Anusa, why didn't the Gemara clear the Gabi, the Anusa alone? So Pesach lies by attainment. Now, the Ritva says, in Hanami, the same suffix is Lagabi the Anusa alone also. The whole sugi is going by Bas, so the Gemara mentioned Bas, but who didn't buy Anusa also? The Yavitz wants to say, he doesn't have any suffix whatsoever. He says there's a suffix that an anusa shouldn't have mezainis. He says he said you never had such a wife. This is a wife you can't get. This is a zivig that the Torah wanted. The v'loisi elisha. There's a mitzvah. All wives. Good, it's mina shamayim, it's, but you can give a get. This zivug v'loisi li ishla yuchal shalchu koyomov. This is such a zivug. So she shouldn't have what a normal wife has. We see that the Torah is so interested in her that she should remain his wife, that he's not allowed to give her a get. So this is an issue that the Torah wanted it should be. She didn't do anything wrong. He was manasseh. And the Torah wanted that this issue should continue. He should never be able to give her a get. So he says this epis asophic, that she shouldn't have mizoynus after her husband dies. Why not? What is she different than a normal wife? The Rabbanan said you don't have to write exube because it's not called bein aloitzi. Fine, but there's a suffix that she shouldn't get mizoynus. That's what the Yaivet says. I thought perhaps, Emerson Samoyer de Ketainer, I mean, why should she be God? Like all these siyurim, Ayevome, he didn't marry her, she's the Ishus Harishon, or we say that the way Rashi said, or according to Tosfos, there's no suffix by the Yevome, this is Zicha, Ashniye. So the svaris that she shouldn't get, but he tainis ananusa. This is, I mean, there's nothing wrong with her. She's his wife, and there's a mitzvah she should remain his wife. So why shouldn't she get mezainis? Just like she gets mezainis when he's alive. So why shouldn't that takana apply to her? I was thinking perhaps to fa'emfe his kashe. What is the lashon of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, "Alibe de Rabbanon de Omri Yotzo Kesef Knoso Biksuboso." What does this mean? Yotzo Kesef Knoso Biksuboso. There's a Meiridike Pnei Yeshua Daf Lametes Amet Beis. The Pnei Yeshua brings down a Mechilte that Be'emison the Chiyuv Ksube, which is, if you learn ksube di reise, the chiyuv ksube normally has to be paid when you give a get. By an anusa, you pay the ksube before you give the get, before you marry her even. But that's the ksube. As I state in Mechilte, the Pnei Yeshua says that the teire dike ksube has to be paid before you marry her. And this is different than all ksubas. All ksubas you pay when the marriage dissolves. Here the teredik ksuba has to be paid before you marry her. Now, there's a rabbonadik ksuba also, shleite kalabein of loitzia. That's rameya. We paskin like rameya. The rabbonadik ksuba, so we have a shaila. Does it apply by an anusa? Doesn't it apply by anusa? It's not kalabein of loitzia. This kalabein of, that's the rabbonadik ksuba. But the raisa dik ksuba, the chachamim said that the raisa dik ksuba was paid up already. So it could be, so a ksuba that's paid up already could be there's no tnai ksuba. Could be, that's why Tosfos, the Yaivet says, Akasha, was hat sie gesündigt? I mean, she's, this is a woman that got paid up. Chazal will never misaken a Tnai Ksube if the Ksube was paid up already. The way we're learning the Gemara, there's no need to write a Ksube da Rabbonon. Fine. So, there's no need to write a Ksube da Rabbonon because it was not Kalabain of Lazy. But the Yaivet asks, but why shouldn't, why shouldn't there be a tnai ksube, what every woman has, that after the husband dies, that they'll give her mezainis? But it could be this is different, because she was already paid up her ksube. That's pshat. The teir the ksube was paid up already. Could be Chazal will never misaka that tnai ksube, if the ika ksube was paid up already. Zog the Gemara weiter. At Teyosve Bevesi. It says in the Ksube, but he writes to Dalmone, you'll live in my house, and you'll have mezainis. That's Tony Rav Yosef, Bevesi Veloi Bebixi. That means, if when he died, there's a house left over, So Memela, so she has a right to live there, and they're going to give her mezainis. But what happens if they left over a shack? Bikse means a base aksa, a place that's very small. It's very difficult to live there. And now this husband died, and let's understand a little better. Then he left over 10 children. They live in a small shack. And now the 10 children, Kozman, the father was alive, so there was 2 more people living there. It was very difficult. But what should you do? So it was the father and the mother and finishing the 10 kids. Now, the father's wife, let's make it better. And he wrote in Huxubit that you'll be able to live in my house. So Rabbi Yosef said, Bebesi v'loi bebiksi. That it says, if it's a house, if it's livable, it's b'havochedik, but if it's a base aksa, if it's a house which is very cramped, so the you don't have to stay, it doesn't say in the ksuba that you have to stay there and the yosayimim have to suffer. Then you go back to your father's house. Bebesi v'loi bebiksi avon bezoini isla. But mezoini is yours. There's 2 different things. At teyosva bebesi benitzna minachosai. There's 2 chiyuvim. So if it's a besi, so you can remain there. If it's a biksi, so then I did not say that you have to remain there and the yosayimim have to suffer. You go live by your father, and then they'll send you mezainis. Let us see Rashi. Before we see Rashi, let us see. Ma baravashi yoma, afilo mezaini nami leslo. No, it's a set. The Ksuba says at teyosu bevesi v'nitzna minechosai. So if there is a house that she can live in, so then they give mezainis also. If there's no house, so there's no mezainis. It goes together. That this is, v'les ilchus kema barabashi. We don't pass like ma barabashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Beveisi v'loi bebiksi. Im yesh loi bayis. Koifin esayoshin losis lo moder lefi kvoido. If there's a house, so they have to give her a place to live also. They can't say go back to your father's house. That's a chelik of the tnaik subi at tehe yosve bebeisi. You have a right to live bebeisi. Avol ein loy bayis, but what if he died? He's not leaving over a bayis. Elo biksa baume tzrif. Tzar v'kotten. A shack that's small and it's very crowded. V'loshen biksa bay aksa. The bayis that's aimed, that's tzar. Yechaylen loyma lechime yetzleinu. Anshuldik, you please leave us. The ata yosva bebeisiv kosav loch. He just said that my ksub is, if it's a house, if it's a normal house, it's a dira malvach. That's yosva. V'loi bebiksi. So then they can send her away. Avo mezoini isla bebeisavim in the chosav. That is not, so Rabbi Yosef said, has nothing to do with the chi of mezoinis. Mezoinis he gives her. We don't say that one is dependent on the other. Rav Yosef bebeisi yisere dorish. There's a second beisi. The tikkun lemichte bebeisi treizimne. Ba'ata yosve bebeisi kol yemei mega amalusach bebeisi. Says twice beisi. Now, exactly what Rashi is coming to say over here, the Rehites Loshen of Rashi would seem, and it would seem from the Ritva, I think, that's what the Ritva is saying, that Rashi is explaining why Rav Yosef is Cholek on Marba Rav Ashi. And Marba Rav Ashi seemed to say that it's a set, Yosve Bebeisi, so if you have both, It's good. If you don't have one, you don't have the other. That's what Rabbi Yosef held. That's what Maba Rabashi held. And Rabbi Yosef held that, no, there's a second time it says Beisi, the Beistois. Beisi is a Bezundere tonight. So you could have Beisi with the Mezainis are not dependent on Beisi. That's how it would seem from the Ritve. The Taisvus Rid seems to say, let us see the Taisvus Rid. He says as follows. Tani Rav Yosef bebeisi v'loi bebiksi perish tavke miniach ba'yis kodol shero ilo v'lohem. He left over a big house, that this place for her, this space for them. Heim chayovin losis lomodo. Ve'ein yecholim loyma lo lechi lebeis ovich v'nizonin oisach shom. Havol miniach moder tzar v'dochek. But if that's all he left over was a small dire, ein chayovin losis lomodo. Demasnise toni. Trei bebeisi. It says twice beisi. Kidei lediyuki bebeisi v'loi bebiksi. So from the Taisus Rida would seem that the Mitzpeisan also says this, that this has nothing to do with the Machloikis Maba Ravashi and Rav Yosef. This is what right is to we say that beisi means dafke a large house and not a small house. The Mitzbeisan says, the Gemara says in Sukkot, Av Dalad Amit Beis, if it's Dal Damas, it's called a bayis. It's Chayim Mezuzah, it's Chayim Mezuzah, it's it's called a bayis. So what right do you have to say, no, it means Beisi, a Menschlich house. So that's Pshat in the Kefal Alosh. And the Kefal Alosh has nothing to do with the Machloikis, Rav Yosef and Malba Ravashi. The Kefal Alosh is to tell us that it means a Beisi, something that has a Cheshivis, not a Bixi. That's how it seems from the Taisvus Rit. Let us see Taisvus. Bebeisi vlebe biksi. Kshein lehem ki im biksi. They only have a biksi. He map said this. Then she loses. The lekul alma yecholu legarsha. So there the beisi is coming to tell us that if there's only a biksi, they can send her away. But ubiyesh lem botim toivim. But if they have good rooms, good houses, hima veches b'hai lishne. Then she gains from this loshen. The beisi shemash shemishtameshes b'moder kedersh nishtamshe b'chai e'baylo. No, she lives in b'beisi. The same way you live b'chai e'baylo. You have the master bedroom and everything else. Why do you have this? Kedemrine ban noisei. Ve'in lahachlev lo legrua mimeno. So their beisi is coming to tell us a schus that she is. I shem afilu chiyotzi bo. Afilu you'll give us another room. Beisi, the where she was living, bishas, he was alive. That's what she gets. Zakti gemara vayta. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shbu. Tov uha li nosei. Now we can have a meiridike gemara over here that this whole schus that the Amona has to eat mezainis, that's dafke if she's remaining an Amona becovered by law. That means she's lechvoidoi, she's not getting married. So memela, so it's considered that the issue is nimshach. That means she's not marrying someone else because of me. So I'm obligated to give her mezainis. So that's considered a hamshacha of the issues. And Mamela, he has to give him his zaynus. Omar Shmuel tavua linose. What happened at Matgereta Shidduch? V'nispaisa. She's masking. Oh, you're masking already? So you're no more an almone. You're no more ready. No more kveit bailo. Ain't lom his zaynus. You're finished already. Ain't lom his zaynus. Frek de gemore. I don't understand. Holoi nispaisa. But what if she's not masking with the Shidduch? Yes, lom zaynis. I don't understand. She's not interested in being almona, but geret her a shidduch. And she says, you're not choshev enough for me. But we see from her, she's not, so the only reason she wasn't masking with the shidduch is because she doesn't like the meduba who they were mishadacha. But she's not interested in remaining an almone lekvoid baila harishain. Yeshla mezaynis. What if this woman is interested in getting married? No, she doesn't like the one they spoke the shidduch about. So b'meila, why should she get mezaynis? Omar Avon Ledidi Meforshel Eminated Mashmo. This is what Mashmo said. Omro Machmas Ployni Bailey, if they read al Shidduch. And she says, he's very choshev, but how can I get married? I'm Lekovid, my first husband, I can't marry someone else. Who, me yidn maloyi, me yishvaloyi, I can't marry someone else. Oh! If she talks like that, yeshla mezaynis, then she has mezaynis. But if she says machmas neodim sheinu mugonim lo, but if she says adarab, find someone better, he's not a pasig yeshidah. But then pshat is that what she's not getting mad is not likvoid by law. That's she's not finding someone that's good enough for her. Then it's ein lo mezaynis. That's what Shmuel said. Let us see Rashi. Nispaise, Sula Kerina Bo Meger Almenusech. It's not called that the Koz man, she's an almone, she gets mezaine. She's not an almone, she's a kala now. Holoi Nispaise, Yeshla. But if she wasn't maskin, she has mezaine's bit mea. Afilu ain't a cover machmas covered by la filu. She's not being ma'akiv al kvayt baila, her first husband. Elish lo'ihoya toiva hogelo, the toiveya wasn't hogelo. Then she does get mezaynis. So the Gemara says, no. So Rabbonin said, no. If she wasn't maskim to the shidduch al kvayt baila, she gets mezaynis. She's not maskim to the shidduch because that these people are not hogelo, then she does get mezaynis. Then, if they're not, if Al Tukovat Baila, she gets Mezaynis. Because these people aren't Hagan Lord, then she doesn't get Mezaynis. Now here's a Moira de Kigemore. Omar Rav Chisde, Zinso. She's an Almone. She's a Pnuya. And, Leilena, she was Mezana with someone. Ain't no mezaynis. Already she's not the pesazoi. There's no hemshech of the ishus over here already. She was mezan someone else. Omar Rav Yosef, but this is a pella. Kichalo upichaso. She started putting on cosmetics and making herself look beautiful. Ain't no mezaynis. She doesn't have mezaynis. Is man the Omar Zinsa, Amoyra de Kigemore, Koshken Kichelo Pirchaso. If Zinsa doesn't have Mezaynis, Kichelo Pirchaso, Zicha doesn't have Mezaynis. Man the Omar Kichelo Pirchaso, Avo Zinsa, Islo, my timer, Yetzer Onso. Amoyra de Kemaise. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Kichelo Pirchaso, Gol yedaito to loy machmas covered by lo ma kebes li nose. A moira de kezach. We see, I think pshat in this gemore is, it says by Tomar, batosa bigdei almanusa. It would seem, that's what it seems from the posik, that an almone wore bigdei almonis. That's what she wore. It was a davar poshet. An almona wears big day almonis. If you wear big day almonis, you don't, that's not kichalo or pirchaso. So there's no kichalo or pirchaso. If you're an almonis, so what are you beautifying yourself for? You're beautifying yourself only because, you're interested in another husband. Kichalo or pirchaso is a stira to almonis. So Kichelo Pirchaso, everyone holds she doesn't get Mezaynis. You're not, you don't tell me you're an Amone, that's not Mega Amenusech. Zinso is debatable. I'm still an Amone, but what should I have a Yetzer Hara also? I mean, some Emele, so the Gemara wants to say, could be Zinso's a Machlaikis. One man the Yom holds Zinso is also a Stira to Mega Amenusech. The other man the Yom holds, no, Zinso's Yetzer Hara, so what should we do? But, it could still be theoretically she's still on almona, she's not got almona, but I talk for Yitzchak. And the Gemara feels ice. V'les hilchese kechola nishmaitze. We don't paskin like all these previous Amiroim. Elakiho da Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmul. We only pask, when does she, that means like this, kichla pirchese, she doesn't lose the mezoines. When does she lose the mezoines? Hateivask subosa bebesn ein lo mezoines. If she's teveya the ksube, then she loses the mezoines. Hateivask bebesn ein lo mezoines. Veloi, that's the only case she loses mezoines. Basanya mochok subosa, she sold the ksube. Or she was Mamashkin the Ksuba, So we see other cases also she doesn't have Mezainis. So the Gemara says, Hani in, Avotevas, Loi. Hani, Avotevas, Loi, Hani, Bein Bebezin, Bein Shloi Bebezin. Tevas Bebezin, Ein Shloi Bebezin, Loi. So the Gemara says as follows, Enechanami. So that's like a gvias aksube. So that you don't need bezden. She'll lose the mezoinis the minute she sells the ksube, or she's memashkin the ksube, it's kilu govsa ksube. Then she zicha doesn't have mezoinis. Teveya aksube, that's tavka she's teveya in bezden. If she wasn't teveya in bezden, then she still has mezoinis. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Osu soksubos apoytiki karka michedes luksubosos apoytiki labal choiv shelo hani in lefish hein givri ksube avol tvi eloi." Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, "Lasilchus lekol hani shmeitze akula koi bar mitavu alenose." Tahu adife if it's tavu alenose So then the din is that she loses the mezoinis, unless she says she's not interested because of kvayd baila. The e kechol hani davke v'koynami etabuli nasei m'ken kasha d'shmul ad'shmul. Because here the Gemara says the only case when she loses the mezoinis is like Rav Yehuda Mishmul says at Tevas Ksuba, so that's the only case. Shmul himself said before by tevua li nasei also. She loses the mezoinis. Mekekash the shmul the shmul. The ravon and domelo le didim afar shalei minei the mar shmul. So le silch the kohonish maitse means besides the first case. Tabuli nosu she also loses the mezoinis. If she was not maskim because they're not hogging law, then she also lose the mezoinis. Chikavni kepek toilin. Le silch the kohonish maitse the lav dafke.
What was the